And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Colin Miller, who is with the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana. They have opened their regular season, I believe, already. Pride and Prejudice opened your regular season.
Yes.
And I'm sure it was a great success. I've heard from some people who went, and they said it was really good.
Good. Yeah, we had a great time. It was really nice. The cast was just so great to work with. It was LA Theater Works is a really awesome professional group.
And I know you're looking forward to Cirque Chinois, which is a part of your regular performance series. But right now, you all are looking forward to the Singer-Songwriter series, which is a kind of a parallel series. You're offering this to the community as a kind of a more intimate experience. And your first performer will be a musician named Darden Smith. And tell us just a bit about him.
Well, Darden, every now and then, I'll have conversations with my friends. I'm 28. I have conversations with my friends who are my age or younger. And every now and then, a few of them are like, wait, who's Darden Smith? And then it depends on, you know, what demographic
you fit
into.
Well, or how closely you follow the world of singer-songwriters or, you know, there's a lot of factors.
He's actually an incredibly active and talented musician. He was very popular for a little while in the early 90s. I think 93 was when he had a couple songs that hit top 10. There were Loving Arms and Midnight Train, I believe. And he's really kind of someone who's moved between genres, actually, really incredibly well. And he's been making albums, you know, ever since the early 80s. Or mid-80s
until now. Well, I know he was someone who appeared fairly often on World Cafe. They played his music. And
he was just on Austin City Limits. I think he led into Suzanne Vega. So he opened for Suzanne Vega on ACL, I think just this past week, which is perfect because Suzanne Vega is actually the second show in our singer-songwriter series.
So he's really kind of opening for her again.
You're right.
Just with a little bit of time in between. So tell us about that space. You know, as much as we talk about the arts, we kind of assume that most people have been to an event at the ACA or been to something that PASS has done. But this is a really special series, and it offers people a chance to experience a musician close up. It's just a beautiful space that they have at the ACA.
It is. It's gorgeous, and there's really not a bad seat in the in the whole venue.
Especially with that sound system.
Right, right. We have a couple different price ranges. I actually don't have that information right in front of me.
People can find out about it on the website.
But whatever seat you end up getting, it's pretty awesome. Because it's sort of the balcony area, which is more of a sort of mezzanine type thing, it really wraps around, and some parts of it get extremely, extremely close to the stage. And but anyway, no matter where you are, it's really amazing seating.
And again, the sound, I've been to a couple performances there, and you'll be astonished by the sound, the clarity of the sound.
Yeah, they have state-of-the-art acoustics and equipment there. It's really nice.
That's very beautiful. So how do people get tickets for this performance and other of the singer-songwriter performances?
You can call PASA at 237-ARTS, ARTS. when I blanked the last time I was on your show, you reminded me it's 237 Arts.
I've been announcing that number for a long time.
Right, you're very familiar with PASA. I've been here a couple months. Yeah. But anyway, you can contact PASA at 237 Arts, or go to our website pasaonline.org, and if you go to the page for buying tickets for the Singer Songwriter Series, you can still purchase tickets to all three shows. That's Darden Smith, Suzanne Vega, and David Wilcox. We have a form that you fill out. The other thing that you can do if you want to just purchase tickets to Darden Smith, you would call the ACA at 233-7060, and their box office is extension 244. Again, that's the ACA, 233-7060.
if you want to purchase the entire season's package, all three singer-songwriters, you contact PASA.
Correct.
And if you just want tickets for Darden Smith, then you contact the ACA for the individual tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it seems to me there was something you mentioned the last time. Did you have to buy... Was it season's tickets for the regular season or the singer-songwriter?
For the regular season to get the
Boss
early
Gags.
Access to the Boss Gags,
okay. All right. And is that still open? But since you've already passed through your first performance.
Right. We already had we had Pride and Prejudice. Right. And so now you can no longer buy the series tickets for the main stage series. Sale of Boss Gags tickets are now open. They're now available.
So
we're anticipating that to be a really, really awesome show, and we think that it's going to sell.
Yeah.
So get your tickets.
You still
now.
Have a little time. It's the performance will be in April, but considering what a passionate following Boss Gags has around here for many generations too, because his style changed over time.
Yeah.
A lot of people like certain times in his career. So a lot of passionate listeners, you may want to think about getting those tickets now for the Boss Gags.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you have just tuned in, my guest is Colin Miller with the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, talking about their singer-songwriter series, which will open on November 30th with Darden Smith. And you all also have a Facebook page, which lets people keep up with what performances are happening.
Right. Every now and then, if we have a little special deal that only runs for about a week, you can find out. If you're not on our email list, which I highly recommend.
Now, how do you get on that? Through the website?
Through the website. You can say there's a section where you can just click and you just type in your email address. It's really simple. I would suggest you get on that. But every now and then, we'll also take some of that stuff and announce it on Facebook for a limited time.
Special deal for a certain performance. Okay, so you need to be there and be watching for those specials. And I personally have found Facebook a really nice way to keep up with the arts events going on in town. You can only write it on your calendar so much and check your calendar, but this just pops up every day, and so you know what concert is coming up and what tickets are suddenly available.
And there's so much happening in Lafayette.
So much happening in Lafayette, that's right.
Every time I look at an arts calendar, I'm just blown away by all the stuff that's happening.
Yeah, what you can hear. And I also have to compliment you on these lovely postcards for Darden Smith. You said you designed those.
Yeah, thanks.
And just seeing these postcards makes you want to go to this concert.
Yeah.
It's really a very, very nicely designed.
The more research that I do on Darden Smith and the more that I listen to his music, because I mean, as a marketing person and in the PASA office, you know, at staff meetings, we talk about, Hey, you know, like let's start connecting with this, with this artist as their, as the date approaches, let's make sure that we're really familiar with their work and have a feel for them. And that helps me, you know, effectively market what we're doing.
And people, of course, can find, I guess, samples of his work online.
Absolutely.
Perhaps on PASA's website. Do you have a link to?
I believe, we have a link to one of his music videos on the landing page for him on our website. Also, we occasionally will post videos of him on Facebook. We've been doing that for a couple months now.
Another reason to get on Facebook with PASA.
But the more familiar that I get with his music, the more I like it. And he's, like I said, he's someone who breaks a lot of genre barriers between, you know, country and rock and folk and all of these things. And he also has some educational programs for kids to encourage youth to play instruments.
Songs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sort of trying to cultivate that among kids who are creative and may want to be a musician one day and don't even know it yet.
All right.
So he does this awesome. And actually, I was watching videos about that, and I was like, man, I really like this guy. So I'm excited that he's coming.
Just mentioning the educational aspect, I mean, of course, any students listening right now, but I know there are a lot of kids in guitar classes in the schools right now, both in middle school and in high school. And this would be a good opportunity to see someone solo with his guitar performing his music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, and as you were saying earlier, it's so intimate in the ACA, in that theater. It's kind of, you know, if the artist pauses between songs and talks with the audience. It's kind of the perfect setting for that kind mm-hmm. of, all right, now I'm going to do this, you know, and like, yeah. start talking to the audience. Yeah. It's really kind of the perfect place for that.
Right.
And I think that Darden Smith, Suzanne Vega, and David Wilcox are all very cool, laid-back kind of artists. And
definitely. Well, if you don't, again, if you are not familiar with Darden Smith, you can go to PASS's Facebook page, mm-hmm. website, or I assume on Austin City Limits website, you could find a recording.
Right.
Of
course, I'm you know, technically, you know, I have technical issues sometimes. I'm not the greatest with a computer. So I did go to the ACL website, uh-huh. And I looked, I found the little heading that said Suzanne Vega, Darden Smith, mm-hmm. but I couldn't find
well,
the link
sure
to the
I'm sure there
video.
Are others who will leap right over that
right.
Technical issue and be able to watch it. So you can see his performance with Suzanne Vega and Suzanne Vega as well, and consider getting tickets for her performance with PASS's yeah. Singer-Songwriter Series. Again, you can buy the entire series with the three performers through PASA mm-hmm. or the individual tickets through the Acadiana Center.
Yeah, and the individual tickets for Suzanne Vega and David Wilcox go on sale December 4th. So 4 days after Mr. Smith's, right. Darden Smith's performance.
But time now for the season's tickets still.
Right.
All right. Right. And where can people get some of these lovely postcards? Do you have them around town?
actually, yeah, I've been dropping some off at ACA mm-hmm. and a couple other places.
And the PASA office as well, which
right.
is downtown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and people are welcome to come by and visit, you know, every now and then.
Yeah.
We'll have... one of our customers will drop by and say, hey, how's
what
it going,
you?
Guys?
What kind of beautiful material do you yeah. have? But really, you want to have one of these on your refrigerator. It's quite nice. Just lovely photograph of him and very nicely designed.
Yeah.
If you are tuning in, my guest, Colin Miller with PASA, talking about their Singer-Songwriter Series. The first performer in that series is Darden Smith, November 30th at 7:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Facebook page updates all the time, links to some of his music videos.
Mm-hmm.
So good reason to like PASA. For the Singer-Songwriter Series.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after this, I know you have the next in your regular season, Cirque
yep.
Chinois.
Yeah, it's getting to that time where the mm-hmm. first show's done, and now we've got the two series that are starting to yeah. happen at the same time.
Right.
So it's exciting. But yeah, Cirque Chinois comes up December 14th. Then we have Moulin Rouge, the ballet, which I'm really excited about, January 23rd, 2013, and then Dream Girls on March 27th, 2013, and then after that, Boz Gags is a special event, and he is at the Hyman Center.
Okay. And all of that on these absolutely beautiful little bookmarks that you can get also at the PASA office.
Very colorful.
They're very colorful.
We got lucky this year with all these great shows and their marketing. People send us just yeah. awesome materials and
they're
photographs.
They're very nice. Really nice reason to stop by the PASA office to get one of these bookmarks or several and pass them out to your friends. They're really sweet. So thanks again to PASA for these performances and bringing this great talent to our community.
Thank you. Thank you for having
enjoy
me.
Enjoy it. Again, Colin Miller with the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, their website, passaonline.org, or the Facebook page. You can find that easily by searching it out. And great performances, Darden Smith on November 30th. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.